BGMC. The biblical truth lives here.
We are living in a time like no other in history. But fortunately for us, God wrote it down, all in His prophecies, what would happen next. Find out what prophecies came true this week, ripped straight from the headlines. Verily I say unto you, the only way to rightly understand prophecy is from a messianic Hebrew roots perspective. For without the roots, the tree is dead. Stay tuned for the Prophecy News headline show, The Remnant's Call.
Welcome to The Remnant's Call, The Sledgehammer Show, where prophecy, politics, religion, the straight truth come through to your device that you're watching us on. We are going to be talking about The Sledgehammer Show number 440. It is entitled The Art of War is of Vital Importance to the State. We are at war. And if you don't think so, you need to put your head, get your head out of the sand and really start seeing what is going on all around you. Let me introduce myself to you. I'm Rav Hanun Ben Moshe from Beth Goyim Messianic Congregation, a place where Jew and Gentile worship Yeshua, the Messiah. Yes, that's his name. His name is Yeshua. It is not Jesus. There are no little Jewish boys with the name of Jesus. And Yeshua, the Messiah, was born as a Jew, raised as a Jew, had his ministry as a Jew, was crucified by the Gentiles as a Jew, went to the grave a Jew, and rose from the grave, still being a Jew. So come on down to 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina, to be with us on Shabbat. That's Saturday at 11 a.m. for worship, the news, and the Word of God. Come on down to 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. Check out our website, bgmctv.org. And if you'd like to tell us what you think of the Sledgehammer Show, whether you love it or hate it, send an email to info@thesledgehammershow.com. That's info@thesledgehammershow.com. You see there many places that we put our video on. YouTube, we're going to be talking about this tonight. YouTube definitely does not like the truth. Okay, so we do not put the Sledgehammer Show on YouTube, but there is a good platform called Rumble. So check us out on Rumble, rumble.com/BGMCTV. Sign up for notifications when we put up a new video. Sign up for our channel, and you'll get notified anytime there is a new video put on. So that's rumble.com/BGMCTV. Okay, you can also see us on vimeo.com/channels and BGMCTV. You can get us on Brighton.com, channels, BGMCTV. Okay, so you can see us on a lot of different things. You know, check us. We will always be streaming on yeshuatube.org. Don't miss us there. And you can, if you want to help support the show, send a check or money order to Beth Goyim. That's 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. That's Beth Goyim, 800 West 3rd Avenue in Lexington, North Carolina. I'm joined on the line on the show today by my good friend who survived the storm down in Florida, the hurricane. Okay, none other than Ben Jimenez III, or Cousin It. Okay. All right, so we're going to be talking about Sun Tzu's The Art of War, but we're going to be talking about that. Well, we are going to be talking about war because we are at war. We're definitely at war, and we're going to be talking about censorship and all the stuff that that the evil people are doing. So you need to study war tactics, because you know it's going to come to, you know, many different things, and you got to do what you need to do to survive, to protect your family, to eat, and we're going to be going through the art of war, okay, at least some of it in tonight's show. The book The Art of War was written over 2,500 years ago, but the principles of it are still utilized by the military, government, and businesses, okay? It is still a book that you read at West Point, okay? And it's a book that has been used throughout history to have war philosophy, okay? To know, you know, how to go about, you know, fighting your enemy. But what we're going to do with it tonight is we're going to talk about it as in war against good and evil, but we're going to talk about it in light of the scriptures also, okay? Because that's what matters the most, is that we understand war, because evil understands war. And Yeshua, our Messiah, talked about, you know, the secular people know what to do and, you know, how to do things. And we need to know how to do things, but in the understanding of God. Okay? So, let's see what we got here. So, Sun Tzu said, "The art of war is of vital importance to the state. It is a matter of life and death, a road either to safety or to ruin. Hence, it is a subject of inquiry which can on no account be neglected. The art of war, then, is governed by five constant factors to be taken into account in one's deliberations when seeking to determine the conditions obtaining in the field." Okay, so what conditions are there for war? Okay, so we got five categories that you need to look at in the going to war. Now, the enemy has definitely done this. Okay, it's something that we need to look at, and it's vitally important for us and for them, the evil. And they have been planning for over 100 years. We need to plan the same way. The moral law, okay? What morals do we have? Will heaven be on our side? Okay, if you're following our study on bgmctv.org, that's bgmctv.org, our study on the book of Jeremiah. Will heaven be on our side? Earth, you know, you gotta know when to go to war, when not to go to war, you know, what type of weather there's gonna be. Number four, the commander. Are the people, the men under the leadership, are they echad with the commander? Does the commander have no morals? Does he just think of himself? And then five, method and discipline. Okay, these are five major categories that we are going to look at tonight, and we're going to discuss it some. Now, we have here Joseph Goebbels. He said, "If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it." Okay, we're going to be looking at one topic tonight, about controlling the information. Because when the governments control the information, they can tell whatever lie they want. The governments, you know, what moral law do they have? The governments, do they fear heaven? Or do they think that they are gods themselves? The governments, what do they do on earth? Are they fair? Do they treat us, the people fairly, or do they treat us as low-life scum? The commander of the evil people, does he even care about people? Does he care about his mother? Does he care about the people he's governing? And then five, method and discipline. When you are a Nazi, when you don't have the morals of the Bible, when you make up your morals as you go along, Ben, okay, what type of moral laws do these people have? You know, do they even believe in God? You know, these are things that we're going to talk about in this week's episode of the Sledgehammer Show. Do you think Joseph Goebbels is correct that telling a lie often enough and keep repeating it, that the seculars will have their own moral law? They have their own idea of heaven. They have their own commanders and method and discipline. What do you think about this so far, this topic that we're going to be exploring more, Ben?
I mean, I definitely believe that, you know, telling a lie enough times becomes the truth, especially if you try to erase history. Then you can rewrite it in any which way, shape, or form that you want. And although the immediate generation might not believe it, the subsequent generations after will start to believe it. We could see that when, you know, Hashem didn't let that generation that left out of Egypt enter into the land, simply because they were tainted with idolatry, and Hashem, you know, our God did not want that to enter into the land. And that's why, you know, he gave us the laws and instructions on how to live, you know, for him, to please him, to love him, how we were to do that. But when you remove all that, and you remove the morals of living an upright life, the instructions and the regulations and the rulings of living an upright life, then evil will step in its place and seem like the truth. I mean, you know, Yeshua said that the devil is the father of the lies. You know, he's the father of all lies. And I strongly believe that because of the situation of us allowing them to remove God from the schools, from praying in public spaces, we've given way to the evil that, you know, is there. I mean, the prime example that Yeshua gave us was when the man was freed of the demons, and the demons went out, you know, and started looking for other demons, and the house was clean, but there was nothing put in its place. You know, that you have to replace evil with good, because if you don't and you remove the good, all you're going to do is fill up that vessel with evil. And that's what happened. The demon went out and got seven demons stronger than him, and came back and found the house in order, but it was empty. So they came back in and possessed it. And all that stems from the lie. It's one lie leads to another, which leads to another, which leads to another. You know, and Joseph Goebbels was not wrong in any way when he made this statement.
He definitely wasn't wrong when he said it. So if they control the moral law, if they control what's in the airwaves, if they can control what is on Earth, if they are the commanders, okay, then they'll implement their method and their discipline, okay? And it's something that, you know, if the governments of the world don't allow the people to have a voice, such as they command the local news, the mainstream news, okay? If they can control how we think of heaven because they don't let the gospel go out any longer, if they can control what is done on earth, such as food, housing, water supply, okay, then they have their own commanders and their own method and discipline that they have that we have to try to overcome. So they have their methods. They have their five moral law, heaven, earth, the commander, and method and discipline. And it's because, as we see here in Proverbs 29, verse 18, without a prophetic vision, the people throw off all restraint, but he who keeps Torah is happy. Okay? Once the evil removes the prophetic vision, once they remove the prophetic vision and they instill their own moral law, okay, because if the people don't have the prophetic vision, and what is the prophetic vision? The prophetic vision that we have is to, you know, as it says in Ecclesiastes 12, what is being human all about? Is to fear God and keep his commandments. But if the people don't have his commandments because the moral law has been removed, because the right way to think about heaven and following heaven has been removed, if the evil is running the earth, where we live, how we drive, what we eat, you know, you'll have nothing and you'll be happy. You'll own nothing and you'll be happy. Okay? This happens when we don't have the prophetic vision. Okay? If we don't have the Torah, then that is our major problem. Because if we remove God's laws, then the evil will replace God's laws, his moral laws, with their own moral laws. If we don't have the Torah, then heaven will be replaced by what the seculars say heaven is supposed to be like. And they'll say heaven is not even there. If we don't have the Torah and the prophetic vision, then what's done on earth is done by the evil commanders, men. And if we don't have this prophetic vision, then the way that we're disciplined is, you know, what evil wants. They'll discipline us in the method that they want to discipline us. So what do you think happens when we don't have this prophetic vision? What's your sense of what's going on in the world? Do you think the world has the prophetic vision any longer?
No, I don't agree that the world would have the prophetic vision. I mean, when you lose the prophetic vision, you can compare that to driving in the rain. And then all of a sudden, you come across this heavy rain, this heavy downpour that looks like sheets of water falling on your windshield in your car. And no matter how fast...
Did you deal with that today? Did you deal with that today?
No, actually, that happened a couple of months ago. I was coming back from picking up some lamb, and all of a sudden it just started raining, and I mean sheets of water was just coming down. It was like going through a waterfall. And no matter how fast I put the wipers, I couldn't clear the windshield enough to see 2 feet in front of me. So in this rain, you can see that the light is green because the light reflects through the water. But you have to drive slow because you can't see the person's brake lights in front of you until you get up on the person. So it's pretty scary, and that I would compare that to not having a prophetic vision, because then you don't know where you're going or how far to go before you go over the edge. You know, it's really scary. It was probably the second time I went through that. The first time I just parked underneath an overpass and I waited till it calmed down. But this time I was driving across a major intersection, which is an 8-lane intersection either way. And, you know, and all four ways on the intersection. And it was really scary having to cross over and not hit somebody in front of you. You know, I mean, what do you do in the rain? How can you stop? You have to be very careful. But that's my take on it.
Someone's at your door.
Okay, so what we have here is we need to look at what is important. Okay, the prophetic vision is what is vitally important, and he who keeps Torah is happy. When that gets removed by those five other things, those moral law, the heaven, earth, the commander, method, and discipline, when they remove our Torah, our Bible, then all hell breaks loose, okay? So when we don't fight to keep this prophetic vision, so what happens with when the prophetic vision gets lost? And the prophet Hosea, I gotta read you verse 1-8, because it's vitally important to understand as we get to the news part of our show what is transpiring and why it is transpiring. Hear the word of Jehovah, people of Israel, for Jehovah has a grievance against the inhabitants of the land. There is no truth, no faithful love, or knowledge of God in the land. Only swearing and lying, killing and stealing, committing adultery. They break all bounds with one blood crime following another. Therefore the land mourns, and everyone living there languishes. Wild animals too, and the birds in the air, even the fish in the sea are removed. But no one should quarrel or rebuke, because your people are having to quarrel with the Kohen. That's the priesthood. Therefore you will stumble by day, and the prophet will stumble with you at night. I will destroy your mother. My people are destroyed for want of knowledge. Because you rejected knowledge, I will also reject you as Kohen for me. Because you forgot the Torah of your God, I will also forget your children. Okay? Let's go back to verse 7 and 8. The more they increased in number, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into shame. They feed on sin of my people and are greedy for their crimes. Okay, so we're talking about heaven and earth, the moral law. Okay, so we see this prophecy. Now this is, you know, it's said about Israel, but it's about the world because it is God's world. Okay, and we're we're destroyed because we don't want the knowledge of Torah. We don't want to follow it, okay? So he says, you don't want my word. If you don't want my word, then I'm going to reject you. I'm going to reject everything about you, okay? And it's something that we need to, what we're going to talk about as we get into the news section, and why those, let me bring up those categories again. Why the evil, the Nazis, the world Nazis right now want to control the moral law, okay? We don't want Torah. It's going to be replaced by something else like it. We don't want to follow heaven. Evil is going to replace the righteous heaven with a secular heaven. We don't want to take care of God's earth. So he's going to give it over to evil people that are going to do what they want to do with the earth, such as, you know, chemtrails and weapons of mass destruction, and, you know, these destructive fires and everything else like that. So when we don't have the prophetic vision, when we don't follow God, Ben, when you forget the Torah of your God, then there's going to be a problem. So have we lost? Do you think we've lost the prophetic vision? What's your thought about losing the prophetic vision?
Well, when we talk about the prophetic vision and do we still have it, I think that there are fewer of us now that share the prophetic vision. There's fewer of us in numbers, and I'm talking on a grand scale of the worldwide population, that can actually say that they have a prophetic vision, that they share this prophetic vision. And that's simply because, you know, we've given room for the Yetzer Hara to overpower, you know, the spirit within us. You know, Rav Shaul said that, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, you know, but against principalities and powers of the darkness of the air, you know. And these powers, they cannot come against our spirit, but they do come against the flesh. And, you know, like it says in the word, that the flesh is indeed the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. And the reason that the flesh is weak is that because a lot of people have taken their eyes from God, from his righteous word, from living a righteous life and conforming to the ways and the norms of this world. You know, in you see more and more Christians, you know, I'm talking about getting tattoos. You know, once you become a believer, you should stop, because that's a pagan practice. But we see more and more Christians getting tattoos on a regular basis. You know, we see more and more Christians, of people who profess that they're Christians. Let me rephrase that. We see more people who profess that they're Christians or that they're believers, but yet they live a fornicative life. They live an adulterous life. They live an idolatrous life, and they don't really put God first. And when we put God first, everything else in our lives and around us, you know, fall into place and fall into order. But because we lack that vision, everything around us is just spiraling out of control. We have, you know, this transgender agenda being pushed on our children. You know, we have the living fighting to kill the unborn. We have, you know, we have pastors and pastorettes, you want to call them, divorcing, marrying, and remarrying, you know, and how can we live a righteous life, try to teach others to live a righteous life, if we can't lead by example? The you know, and the person who best led by example was our Messiah Yeshua. He is the prime example of a perfect life, you know. Although we're not perfect, we're made perfect through him, as it says in Philippians 4:13, is it? You know, I can do all things through Messiah which strengthen me. You know, and if God be for me, who can be against me? But we've tended to give way to the flesh to dominate our spirit instead of the other way around. You know, Yeshua said, watch and pray, you know, because the flesh is, the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak.
Okay, so we've laid the groundwork. Now we gotta come and let's look at these five things again. The moral law, heaven, earth, the commander, method, and discipline. Okay, now when we don't follow God, he gives us over to evil. Now we're going to look at something that began 5 days ago. Okay, this is very important because what it's leading to, and I'm not prophesying because it's in the scriptures. This, what we're going to be talking about for the rest of tonight's Sledgehammer Show, you know, once we put it up on the web, you know, send the link out to everybody, because it's leading to the removal of the Bible. They're going to outlaw the Bible. And this, what started 5 days ago in Europe, and really is worldwide, is this draconian new law went into effect on August 25th that institutes extreme censorship of the internet on a global basis. Now, what is a draconian law? Draconian laws were most noteworthy for their harshness. They were said to be written in blood rather than ink. Death was prescribed for almost all criminal offenses. Okay, what transpired? What went into effect on the 25th? On the 25th, we had the Digital Service Act went into effect in the European Union on the 25th. And it establishes an extremely strict regime of internet censorship that is far more authoritarian than anything we have ever seen before. From this point forward, hordes of European bureaucrats will be arbiters of what is acceptable to say on the internet. Okay? So let me bring up that other part here. Let's bring up that picture. Now we have, running the internet, Joseph Goebbels or his offspring, his minions. They now have the moral law. They have their own morals. They have their own heaven, their own type of earth that they want. They are the commanders. They have their own method and discipline. Because now they run the Digital Service Act. And in this Digital Service Act, you know, the Sledgehammer Show will eventually get pulled down. I've already noticed our numbers, you know. Beth Goyim, you know, the congregation goes out to many nations around the globe and many in Europe. And what has already happened? Our numbers have dropped because they're blocking, because we talk about homosexuality. You know, God loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. Okay? And if you're actively sinning, that means you're following another god. So pretty soon, you know, in Europe right now, you cannot talk against homosexuality on the internet. You can't talk about the plague, the new jab. You can't contradict those things that the Nazis, the new Nazis, are controlling, because they have the Digital Service Act. Okay? They're going to tell us what can and can't be said on the internet. Let's see what else they got here. If they discover something that you have said on a large online platform that they do not like, they can force the platform to take it down because someone in Europe might see it. Even though this new law was passed by the European Union, will likely see far-reaching global effects as companies adjust their policies to comply. Okay, so if you're talking about medicine, say you're not even talking against the vaccination. Say you're a naturalist. You like natural medicines. You think, you know, we should use that for our bodies, okay? And you're saying we shouldn't use any drugs from the pharmacy companies, okay? The drug companies, we shouldn't use that. You're a health fanatic. You're one of those weird people that's a vegan, and, you know, we shouldn't eat any animals because they have hormones in them, and we shouldn't, you know, do that. Okay? If that does not fit with the ideas of the European Union, if you are following the scriptures where you say, because Genesis says it, one man, one woman in marriage. You know, God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Okay? You agree with Leviticus 18. You agree with Romans 1. You agree with Revelation 22:15. We're outside of those who practice, outside of heaven are those who practice homosexuality. You're not getting in. You know, you might not be speaking against them. You're speaking about the Bible. Okay? So now, let me bring that up. Now, what's going to happen, Ben, what's going to happen is these people, Ben, are going to force the platforms such as YouTube and other platforms to take it down. Isn't this amazing that we have this Nazi style law coming out of Europe, and it's going to affect the world? It's not just in Europe, it's going to affect the other continents. What do you think about this? You know, they can force them to take it down. They have this Digital Service Act. What do you think of what's your sense of what's going to happen with the Digital Service Act?
Well, it seems like everything that they're planning is slowly coming together. And they're chipping away at the stone to form it into something that'll work to their advantage and not everybody else's. Censorship is evil because it restricts your freedom of speech. Now, should censorship exist only for certain things? And I believe that certain speech can be deemed as hateful only when it's speaking a lie. When it's speaking the truth, it's truth. And that truth should never be censored. The thing that's going on is that we're afraid to hurt other people's feelings, and we've entitled individuals, where everybody feels they're entitled to feel the way they want to feel. And that is an egotistical, that's egotistical behavior, because you're not thinking about the ramifications or the consequences that are created to the surrounding communities. You're only thinking what is going to benefit you. And unless and until we start thinking beyond our 3 feet circumference or 6 foot circumference around us, when we start thinking beyond that, then we can probably
let me ask you a question. You said that, you know, censorship is good in some senses. You know, if you're telling somebody to kill somebody, that's a different story. You know, that's
correct.
But censorship at all, it's on the internet. I can click to another website. Nobody is forcing me, except now what they're doing is they're going to force you to listen to them. So,
but here's,
go
here's,
ahead.
Here's how they're going to do it. And this is how they're doing it. And that was the point I was trying to get to, is because right now in America, we have the First Amendment, freedom of speech. And the First Amendment is protected by the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. They're chipping away at the Second Amendment to take away all the rest of the amendments and our rights as American citizens and as human beings. So they start with the internet because that's the only place that they can control right now. But once they succeed on the internet, like Instagram's been doing, YouTube's been doing, Facebook has been doing, they censor truth as hate speech, and they've silenced experts during the COVID pandemic, and they also have discredited true professionals that were speaking truth on the consequences of getting the juice jab and getting getting in line with all the mandates. And we see this now on the internet. Europe is doing it. China has already done it. You know, they have a social grading system. So and we're going to see that come over here, because we're heading towards a one world government. we're heading towards a one world religion, and we're heading to where just one group of people are going to rule the world, you know. And all that is happening because of, like, the very beginning, we've pushed God out of our lives, we allowed evil to come in and take over, and this is the results of it, and this is what we're going to see. And people are saying, oh, that's not going to happen, that's not going to happen here, it's only happening over there on that side of the world. That side of the world is the experimental playground to implement it in the rest of the world. And China was that testing ground, and it worked for the Chinese. The Chinese will block their citizens from being able to travel, from being able to purchase certain things, and they even block them from going to work. It's coming here. It's coming to America.
It's coming to America because this, what they're having with this Digital Service Act, okay, they're starting there. That what they're going to do is they control the information, okay? We know for sure that those vaccinations, that garbage in it, has killed millions of people, okay? There was I saw another article today. A influencer, a health influencer, 33 years old, had, you know, a heart attack and died. You know, young people like that don't die, especially health fanatics. Okay, unless they're juicing, and she wasn't juicing, she wasn't, you know, a bodybuilder. Okay, so they're going to control the information. And initially, there'll be 19 online platforms that will be forced to comply with this new law. Has been mentioned some of them before, okay? In the social media platforms to online marketplaces, search engines. You know, right now we're streaming on Facebook. That's gonna stop soon. And because we believe in the Bible, they're going to outlaw the Bible. TikTok, that's just garbage. It's just, you know, 5-minute little vignettes. It's stupidity stuff. Okay, X, Twitter. Okay, that's going both ways right now. Elon, I don't know what to make with Elon Musk. Some days he's, you know, he looks like he's on the right side, and other days he's not. YouTube, we had one of our videos, you know, one of our Shabbat messages ripped down. We got a strike because I must have said something about healthcare in the message, okay? So YouTube, you know, get off of, you know, use YouTube as an advertising platform, but get Rumble, get other, you know, get BitChute, get, you know, all the other ones, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Snapchat, Amazon. How many of us use Amazon? Where you're going to be blocked from using Amazon. That's why they're trying to lock things down again. And because they have, you know, gotten rid of the small companies. Okay, AliExpress, I don't know. Google Shopping. How many people use Google Shopping? You know, how many people use Wikipedia, which is garbage? You know, Google and Apple mobile app stores. This is all the things that this Digital Service Act, they're going to stop you from going on. Okay, it's very important to understand what is going on. And it's, you know, we got Christians. There was an article that I just saw that I'd already put together this show. The World Bank has deplatformed the country of Uganda because they stand for the Bible. The president says he stands for heterosexual relationships. So the World Bank has deplatformed, has taken away the money from the country of Uganda. Okay? This is where it's going, people. Okay. What will include censoring anything that is deemed false or misleading under the strengthened code of practice on disinformation. So if you believe, which is true, that the vaccinations are killing people, the World Health Organization says otherwise. So you're putting stuff up like Dr. Judy Mikovits and Dr. Mihalka, okay, Karen Kingston, you know, Dr. Merkula, you know, all these well-educated, smart, well-thought-out people, they're misleading. They're false, okay? So it says, false or misleading content that is spread with an intention to deceive or secure economic or political gain and which may cause public harm. By whose standards?
By theirs.
By theirs. But let's bring, by whose standards? Oh, let's bring up our fine, outstanding guy, Joseph Goebbels. If you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. So if you stop, Ben, if you stop people from being able to have other information, then you can stop them. You can stop people from having the truth. So if they govern all the internet and you can't put up stuff about vitamin C, vitamin B, vitamin D, the vitamins, the ivermectin. Oh no! So they're gonna stop. What do you think about this, Ben? The strengthen the code of practice on disinformation. What do you think about this code of practice of disinformation, false or misleading content? You can't spread any longer, Ben. You can't send out any more emails to your friends that talk about, because you got the tinfoil hat. You're a conspiracy theorist. You were going to stop you from putting out anything. What do you think about this? This started on the 25th, man. We can't, it's coming all worldwide. Go ahead.
The label conspiracy theorist was conjured up by the CIA or the FBI.
Oh, you're off the internet now, man.
Huh?
You're going to be off the internet now.
Well, it was conjured up by the CIA and the FBI to discredit people who were bringing forth the truth of certain events that had happened, you know, i.e. the assassination of Kennedy, the suicide of Norma Jean, what was her name? Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
You know, they do this to hide the actual truth and to discredit anybody that is trying to bring forth the truth. And I'll tell you one thing, that everyone who's been labeled a conspiracy theorist during the whole COVID pandemic was actually correct about everything that was going on and everything that happened afterwards. So how is that conspiracy theory? But that's how they do it. They create these smear campaigns, and the actual misinformation is put out by them to confuse the public, and they make it sound really, really good so that the public starts doubting what is truth. Hence, you tell a lie big enough and long enough, it will become the truth, you know. And this has been their plan. This is in their playbook, and they don't care how long it takes for them to get their lie across. You know, with a drop of water, you can split a rock. As long as that drop is continuously hitting the same place on the rock, erosion takes place, and eventually the rock splits in two. So it doesn't matter, you know, the race is not to the swift or to the strong, but to he who endures until the end. And they, my friends, are enduring until their end. But once again, we have to seek God throughout this whole thing. You know, the cryptocurrency, the CBDC, the central bank digital currency that's coming out. It's already out, but it's not fully in place. But with this, as you know, with the internet censorship, they are going to control everything that you say, everything that you read, everything that you see, how you eat, how much you eat, what you eat, when you eat, when you get to travel, when you get to go shopping for new clothes, when you get to go shopping for whatever, you know. And I was talking to a friend of mine from Venezuela, and he was saying, I left Venezuela because of this. It's coming here? I said, yeah. He said, there's no safe place left on the face of the earth for anybody to go if that shows up here on our land, you know? But this is going to be the price that we are paying for rejecting God, rejecting his word, rejecting his son.
And this is what they're going to do. They're going to control the internet. So internet censorship that none of us have ever seen before. They're going to outlaw the Bible, people. Okay? From this point forward, it's going to become much more difficult to share alternate views on the internet. And that's the main avenue. People, we are in a war. And you need to really understand that this is war. And the only way to win this war is to have God on our side. And if you don't have God on your side, you'll first ask, would God be on your side? If you don't follow his commandments, you just believe in his son Yeshua, some might call him Jesus, but you don't follow the Messiah's example, so why would the Father want to be on your side if you're not following his incredible perfect son's example? So now, he's given us over to the evil. He's given us over to those that have their own morals, not the morals of the scriptures. He's given us over to those who have their own heaven, not the real heaven. He's given us over to their earth because we were not following God's commandments. We're going to have to follow their commanders because we would not follow Jehovah Sivaot, Yeshua the commander. We were not following God's method and his discipline, so he gave us over to the adversary. It's all coming rapidly. It's all coming undone faster and faster each and every day because we refuse to go back to following the scriptures. And all you got to do is read the first five chapters of Jeremiah the prophet. Israel was doing the same thing. Well, you've been listening to The Remnant's Call. the Sledgehammer Show. Until next week, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom. This is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman. I would personally like to thank you for tuning in to the Remnant's Call each and every week. You can listen to the full message on our website, bethgoyim.org. If you have drawn closer to the King of Kings, learned more about him today, we are blessed. If you are blessed by these messages, please consider a donation to our ministry. You can go to our website, bethgoyim.org. That's bethgoyim.org. And click on the donate button. You do not have to have a PayPal account to donate. All you need is a debit card. Once again, thank you very much for listening to The Remnant's Call.
If you have not taken your first steps to be born again, just ask God's help. Remember, it's His loving grace that has come to find you. No one is worthy or able to reach God, but God can reach us, and He's reaching out to you now. Just open your heart and let Him in. His arms are open, and the blessing of salvation and eternal life are waiting for you. Don't let it wait any longer.
Shalom. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift His face and shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you His shalom.
Shalom. My name is Messianic Rabbi Andrew Dinnerman, and I invite you to come to visit our congregation. If you are in the tri-state area, come out and visit with us on Shabbat. We are a congregation of Jews and Gentiles living as one in the Messiah Yeshua. BGMC is a place of true worship. The focus never wanders from the Hebraic roots of our faith. Beth Goyim is rooted in the Word of God from Bereshit through to the Book of Revelation. Messiah's strong words against man-made tradition are carefully recorded in Matthew 7. That is the reason we only follow the straight-up instructions found in Scripture. Truly, the way, the truth, and the life. If you're looking for a deeper walk with Adonai, come out for our Tuesday evening Bible study called Messianic Torah Time. Come, spend a day with us on any Shabbat. We start at 11 a.m. with the sound of the ancient Hebrew shofar. Next, we offer our King praise and worship in English, Hebrew, and Spanish. After worship, we review the headlines in the previous week's news from around the globe, especially news from the Holy Land Israel. We don't just list the news headlines as current events, but we comb through the scriptures, searching for clues to understand what they mean, and then to help pinpoint prophetically our current position on Adonai's clock. After digesting all that modern information, we leave the world behind as we journey with our Adonai deep into His eternal word. Not with just one or two scriptures, but usually seven or more scriptures. The spiritual nourishment and the richness of His kingdom become accessible to the ones who share this special time and seek them out. The day does not end there. Because Shabbat is so special to Him, there is always so much more that our King desires to share. So instead of separating and leaving, we stay together as a family for potluck lunch and an afternoon study of our King's Word. We close this Shabbat together with a reading of the new week's parasha. That's the Torah portion. Even after those blessings, many of us just can't get enough. So the members bring prepared homemade foods to share while we all enjoy an uplifting movie together. If all that information is not quite enough, you can check out our website where you will find over 200 video teachings and biblical holy day studies. Under Messianic Torah Time, the Hebrew Roots button, you'll discover free studies on many, many different topics, including PowerPoint slide presentations. If Beth Goyim sounds like a place you'd love to visit, but you live outside the tri-state area, there is still a way to connect with us. We stream live on the internet on Tuesday, Thursday, and Shabbat. The website is www.bethgoyim.org. That's BETHGOYIM.org. Our phone number is 973-338-7800 or 978-2-YESHUA. That's 978, the number 2, Yeshua. Shalom.